With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. At the England Athletics Age Group Indoor Championships last Saturday, Cayman's Serenity Rankin delivered a standout performance for Ashford Athletics Club. Competing in the U15 girls 300 metres, she powered her way to a second-place finish, stopping the clock at 41.57 seconds, a strong showing on the national stage from one of Ashford and Cayman's rising young sprinters. One day out from the Swimming National Championships and the countdown is officially on. The island's top swimmers are gearing up as the pool deck gets set to come alive this weekend. The format remains the same. Prelims in the morning, finals under the lights in the evening. Session warm-ups on Saturday and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and on Monday and Tuesday, 6:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Heat sheets will be accessible through QR codes posted around the facility, and all results will be available at Meet Mobile. Cayman cricket is heading into one of the most exciting moments in its history as the islands prepare to host an ICC World Cup sub-regional qualifier for the very first time.
This is like one of the most exciting times for us here in cricket, because this is the first time we've ever been able to host an ICC tournament, and this is World Cup sub-regional qualifiers for the Americas region, and we're in Zone A, and that comprises of teams from Argentina, Mexico, Suriname, and of course the host us, Cayman Islands. So we're bringing everybody on island for March 6th, from the 6th to the 16th. The tournament actually begins on the 8th. We'll be playing at the Jimmy Powell Cricket Stadium, and we've been having a very warm reception from all the members in the community looking forward to this event.
President Alessandro Morris says preparations are in full swing, with government, the Ministry of Sports, and ICC delegates all backing the event.
The Cayman Islands, we're the number one seed team in this Zone A, so we're expected to beat all these teams, so I'm hoping that we can follow through. But over the years, we've, in terms of our rankings, we've always played well at the sub-regional and then get to the Division One level, so I'm expecting Cayman to put on a good show in front of the home crowd on our home conditions. I'm expecting that our players would relish the opportunity to perform really well in front of the Cayman public. So looking forward to our prospect. The number one team from this region moves on to the Division One round, which would be next year, because there's two rounds to this area. So Zone A, which is what we're at, and then Zone B is in Bermuda later on in the year. And the number one team from each zone will end up in Division One with Canada, USA for the Division One. Now, the winner of Division One ends up in the World Cup. So this is huge for us.
Morris says the team has made major strides under coach Dave Bernard, with improved fitness, new coaching support, and standout players like tournament MVP Jerome Baker. He adds that youth cricket will be showcased throughout the tournament, with kids taking the field between matches to experience international cricket up close and build excitement for the next generation. In similar news, Cayman Cricket is rolling out its first ever Little Legends League, a new junior competition for boys and girls ages 10 and 15. Youth Committee Chairman Andrew Ledger says this weekend's registration day at Smith Road Oval will feel more like a festival, and it comes with a special guest.
Yeah, well, we obviously love cricket, and we want cricket to really thrive in Cayman. So having someone of Michael's stature to sort of turn up and inspire the children is just, it's an amazing opportunity. So we're hugely grateful to Michael for coming down and giving us his time.
The league is expected to launch in March as part of Cayman Cricket's long-term grassroots development plan. Tomorrow, Saturday, February 14th, the Kelly Law 13 and Under All-Star Day takes over the court. Action tips off at 1:15 p.m. with the island's brightest young hoopers going head-to-head in the three-point shootout, the mid-range Masters competition, and the Always Electric Skills Challenge. Then at 2:10 p.m., it's showtime. All-Star East in white versus All-Star West in black. The best of the best battling for bragging rights. CIBA President Colin Anglin says the talent on display this season has been impressive, and the momentum will continue this weekend with the league's All-Star events.
Which, you know, this Saturday is actually the NBA All-Star weekend as well, I believe. Funny how that kind of falls on the same day. But, you know, we're going to have a three-point competition. We're going to have what we call a mid-range master competition, because we know not everybody's a great three-point shooter, but you can have a great mid-range shot. And we want to encourage kids to actually start looking for that type of shot, because people underestimate the mid-range shot so much. Most of the time, people either want to shoot a three-pointer or they want to go all the way to the basket. Don't forget about the mid-range shot. So we're having that, and then we're going to have a little skills challenge followed by an all-star game.
Staying with basketball, the association is gearing up for its upcoming SEBA basketball camp set for February 16th through the 20th at the UCCI Hall. Sessions run from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon each day. The camp is open to boys and girls ages 10 to 16, offering skill development, fundamentals, and plenty of fun. Young athletes will train with experienced coaches in a structured environment designed to improve ball handling, shooting, defense, game IQ, confidence, and teamwork. Registration is $100 and space is limited. Parents can sign up now at caymanbasketball.com/camps. And a reminder that Cayman's own Joshua Ocaro and his Division I Cal State Northridge Matadors basketball side will take on Hawaii Rainbow Warriors tomorrow on Valentine's Day. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.